نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. عنوان حديث شريف narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions five favors and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this ummah in the month of Ramadan, which He has not given to any other ummah in any other month. The first of these favors is that خلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك, that the smell of a fasting person, that smell which emanates from his mouth, is more sweeter in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than musk. As the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh has given three interpretations with regard to this hadith. And the first is that in the year after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the fasting person, that in lieu of that smell which came out of his mouth due to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him sweet smelling fragrances in Jannah. And the second interpretation is that on the day of Qiyamah, when this person comes back to life, then from his mouth a fragrance will emanate which will be sweeter than that of musk. And the interpretation, the last interpretation, which Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi says, is the best interpretation in his opinion, is that in this world, that smell which emanates from a fasting person's mouth is more sweeter in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than musk. And he says that the reason for this, and what this hadith shows, is that the great love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for a fasting person. That if a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person who fasts so much, that smell which comes out of his mouth becomes beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that if we love a person, truly love a person, then even if a foul smell or something which we do not like comes out from that person, then too that too becomes beloved in our eyes. This is because fasting is such a ibadah which is very acceptable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for every other action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the malaika to give its reward. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to fasting, that I will give its reward. And the same hadith recited in a different way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me and I am its reward. So a person will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through fasting. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second favor for this ummah in the month of Ramadan is that وَتَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الْحِيْتَانِ, that the fish in the ocean, they make istighfar and they seek forgiveness for a fasting person. Again, this shows, as Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah mentions, that the fasting person becomes beloved to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith sharif, Allah ta'ala says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, then He informs Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam that I love this person, you love him. And then eventually what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the love of this person to spread in the earth. And this person becomes beloved to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, that the fish in the ocean seek forgiveness for the fasting person. The third favor is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorns and beautifies Jannah every day for a fasting person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Jannah and addresses Jannah and said that soon my servants will free themselves from the difficulties of this world and they will enter you. The fourth favor is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَتُصْفَدُ لَهُ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that the rebellious shayateen are chained in the month of Ramadan so that they cannot perform that evil which they normally perform in other months. Now a question which arises there, that why do we find that in the month of Ramadan too we see that many people are still committing guna? Ulama-i kiram explained that the reason for this is that shaitan has made us so habitual with guna that we gain so much momentum in displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when shaitan is chained up, then too it will become our habit. As we see the example which is given, if we push a car and we continue pushing it and pushing it, eventually until so much momentum is gained in the speed of the car, that even though we do not push it anymore, it will continue rolling. So in this manner, we find that in all the other months we are become so habitual with guna that before the month of Ramadan we have gained so much momentum in sinning that in the month of Ramadan too we see many people commit guna. But then too we'll find in the month of Ramadan there is a decrease in guna. This is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah. And the last favor, which is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His servants on the last day of Ramadan, in the last night of Ramadan rather. Upon this, the Sahaba Ikram inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, is this last night Laylatul Qadr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, replied, no, وَلَكِنَّ الْعَامِلْ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى أَجْرُهُ إِذَا قَضَى عَمَلَهُ. That it is only right that when a person does good actions, then the master gives his reward, gives the payment in full when he completes that duty. So we find that a person fasted for the entire month of Ramadan. After fasting for the entire month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He gives the full reward of this fasting. That after 30 days or 29 days of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a person. That is why it is very, very difficult not to gain forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. And that person who does not gain forgiveness in the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed this person. So therefore we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to take maximum benefit from these great favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.